when I came in the first time for my interviews and I walked through and met with the people that I met with, I think they had me meet with four or five people, one of which was Brett. And I talked to him actually over the phone because he's based in Seattle. And so they patched him in and we spoke on the phone. And I just thought, I had never in all of my experience, which has been a pretty wild and diverse experience, have seen so much incredible diversity and uniqueness in any place I've ever worked or known about, really. So that was really impactful to me because it really felt like there was a lot of interesting energy just in the fact that there were so many different voices and so many different thoughts around things. And so that instantly sat with me. I obviously was a really big fan of the quote-unquote product of Second Life and how amazing I felt that was and creative and interesting. Mm-hmm. So I walked in there and it was like, oh, I found my people, not just there in the office and in the company, but in Second Life itself. It was like tribe. Mm-hmm. I kind of found it. So my first impression was really just like, I can't wait to hear back and see if I'm going to be able to work there. Yeah, it was just an incredible, it still is to this day, I think one of the most diverse and interesting places. And we live in such a unique situation in Silicon Valley, San Francisco area where, you know, that kind of progressive thinking is talked about day to day. So it's really nice to have kind of a work environment where we have those types of discussions and you see some of that work reflected in the workforce and the people that you work with every day. I love it. It's pretty incredible.